Today we passed a kind of unique milestone for retreats at IRC. We all passed our second COVID test. And I don't take it as a light, small thing that we did this. And I certainly feel kind of a greater sense of safety here now. I think we still keep our masks on, but it makes a little difference in my mind that, okay, now we're here and we've been protected many ways through all this with vaccines and tests and masks. And I actually feel kind of touched. I feel kind of tender in a very nice way that we're sharing this difficult time. And I'm kind of touched by that we're wearing masks. Sometimes I wear it, and when I start walking over to where I stay, outside, I just can't. Once I get outdoors, I just can't wait to take it off. You know, so sometimes it's a little bit of a drag to have it on. But I see the masks as a way that we care for each other. That when I see you with your masks on, I think that you're caring for me and for everyone here. And I certainly wear the mask in order to care for you all. I think I'm probably more motivated by that than caring for myself. And so it's, you know, to have this visible expression of mutual care speaks to, for me also, that when we do this practice, that it's also a practice of mutual care. That we don't do the practice just for ourselves, even if you think you're doing it just for yourself, even if you have given no thought to anybody but yourself and your concerns, your practice, it's a beautiful thing that you're doing that spills over, and it is a way of protecting others. We protect others from our greed, hatred, and delusion. We protect others from the transmission of greed, hate, and delusion, which, you know, gets transmitted in our society and, you know, in powerful ways. From all I can tell, more people have caught it than COVID. And we protect ourselves. And I think it's a wonderful thing that we do for our world is to come to a kind of inner freedom, an inner cleansingness, an inner purification of sorts. And so here we are sharing this practice together on this retreat, and we all cook for each other or clean our dishes for each other and whatever different yoga jobs you do. And we all care for each other with our masks, and we're all doing this practice that is a practice of caring for the world. And I'm very grateful for this. And I hope that maybe you'll keep this in mind as you go to bed. That maybe just as you're laying in your own bed with the blanket on and head on the pillow, and hopefully you're comfortable and cozy, that just like you're cozy and comfortable, there's some kind of comfort that comes from being in a community of people who are sharing in this good practice we're doing. There's something we're all practicing. We're all working with, many times, often with difficult things in our minds and our hearts and circumstances of our life. And I've seen over and over again that when people do this practice, it's kind of like their best in them comes out. Or they're looking for, trying to find a way through the places where there are attachments and fears and stucknesses and different things. And it's like one of the great things. And so it's, what a great thing to be in a community of people doing this together. So maybe as you go to sleep, maybe you can expand your coziness and comfort to the sense of maybe it's a comfortable, wonderful thing to be in this kind of environment for these days, where there is so much mutual care, known and unknown. And may it inspire you to trust your practice and yourself as you wake up in the morning to continue on this path, that trust that you are doing a good thing for the world and for yourself. And may you all sleep well, those of you who are here at IRC, and those of you who are practicing at home, you're just as much part of this wonderful community and wonderful circle of people doing this practice that I just value so much. And it's very meaningful for me that the circles of care and mutual care and this spreads out and into the world more widely from here. It's kind of my dream that that would be the case. And then with Zoom, who knew the Zoom would help? So thank you all. Sleep well.